Welcome to the Take the Shot podcast. I'm Nick.
And I'm Alec. I'm returning. Hey, guys. I'm back. Sorry for being sick, but I'm really not. Before we get started here.
Really not sick or really not sorry?
Oh, I'm really not sorry. I was sick as fuck. You didn't want to hear my voice. You can probably still hear it a little bit in my voice. I'm kind of stuffed up still a week and a half later. But that's how it be sometimes, guys. So let's just get this out here real quick. Well, actually, you know what, Nick? I'm going to let you ask the question that you want to ask, and then we'll go from there.
All right. So did you listen to any of the solo pods?
You know what? I got through about 5 minutes of the first one, and I knew that I was never listening to the next one because your LeBron takes were bullshit. Don't. Why are we doing this, Nick? We don't need
because
to be Skip Bayless.
You're bisexual, and I know I wouldn't be able to get him off otherwise.
Why do you even have bad LeBron James is the best player at 40 years old on your favorite team, and you still hate the guy. Get over it. What did he do to you to ruin your life like he has? Actually,
join the Lakers.
Bro, he got you a ring, okay? I know he destroyed your little fucking group of teens that you liked. Kyle Kuzma, Lonzo Ball, Josh Hart. You know who the best player in that group is? Josh fucking Hart. That's sad.
I'm aware.
That's sad. And also, if you wanted to keep him, instead of getting the best player of all time.
Maybe. That's an argument.
Who gives a fuck about Brandon Ingram? Who's he play for? The Raptors? Who cares about the Raptors, bro? The Raptors haven't been relevant since 2019, just like their biggest super fan. Believe that there, though.
Wait, who's their biggest super fan?
I'm not even going to say his name. He's a pedophile. That should give you a hint.
I don't know.
Yeah, you do.
Do I know?
Yeah, you do. You know who their biggest super fan is.
I really don't.
Yeah, you do.
All right, give me another hint.
He's not like us.
Oh, no, he's not their biggest super fan.
Yes, he is. Yeah, you knew who it was, though. You knew who it was. But I got through that first solo pod, and your LeBron take's terrible. That's all
I'm
going to say.
Did you listen to the whole thing?
I skipped through the LeBron parts because I knew that it was going to piss me off.
It was like 5 minutes.
And here's the thing, Nick. I'm learning more as I age that I don't watch shit just to, or I don't listen and watch shit just to piss me off. If the Cubs are getting blown out 12-4 in the eighth inning, I'm going to turn that shit off. I don't need to watch the rest of it. It's going to make me mad. If the Bears, okay, I'll watch a 35-0 Bears game because I only get 18 Bears games a year. But you know what? I have to deal with your shitty ass Bron takes every time I see you. So I wasn't going to listen to it.
I'm just saying.
So I skipped forward 5 minutes.
It's kind of bullshit that Bron was saying that Giannis would average like 250 points a game. Like, bro,
who
on, that's not true.
Cares? Okay, here's what. Here, Nick. All of these.
I'm just saying.
You have
I'm
all
just
these old heads.
No.
But the old guard just sits there and shits not on LeBron, but they shit on everybody else in the league. So someone has to put him in the place. All LeBron is doing is hyping up the new guys to grow the league
LeBron's
and make the league
himself.
Better. Bron hyped up a Giannis. He's hyping up someone else.
He's hyping up Giannis to hype up himself. He wasn't.
Oh my God! Yeah. What kind of Skip Bayless bullshit is this? Where LeBron does something? This is Stephen A. Alex Ovechkin broke the fucking goal record the other day
congrats
in hockey.
To him.
I guess. Who cares? He likes Putin. Shout out Chantel.
I didn't know. Well, I don't know. It's hockey. I don't really pay attention.
Yeah, I don't care either. I only
I just
got that.
Hearing that record was never going to be broken, but I guess he broke it.
I guess he did too. But you know what else on First Take the next day? How does Alex Ovechkin breaking the hockey record impact LeBron James' legacy? Why? Why are we doing this?
Wait, did they actually do that, or was that just a meme?
No, they actually did that. But. This is like, shout out Stugatz for this take. I'm going to steal your take.
Oh, wait. It was that one black dude.
I don't know.
His name I don't. It was like, or Pat something. I don't know his last name, but probably like the one of like the five black dudes in hockey had like.
Oh, PK Subban?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, all PK Subban. PK Subban is like the hockey Robert Griffin. No one gives a fuck about him, okay? Get out of here.
Yeah,
your takes are
shit.
Yeah,
I saw the clip. He just had, like, some weird, like, Ovechkin tape, and somehow brides LeBron. I don't really know. I guess I didn't really
the producers were scrambling, man. The producers were scrambling. They had to deal with March Madness. The end of the NBA season's garbage because all these players are sitting out. They have to talk about hockey for a little bit.
Hey, the Final Four was good, though.
Nah, not really. But.
Bro, all the games are close.
Just because they're close games doesn't mean they're good games. That Houston-Florida game, ass. They could not shoot. Houston plays like...
Well, that's how Houston plays. Houston plays
like they play... They're a football team playing basketball.
Well, apparently they fucking do like wrestling drills for the ball.
I mean, I respect it, but that doesn't mean it's a pretty game. That doesn't mean it's a good game. But yeah, to get back to my take, we don't have to twist LeBron's word just to hate on him. It doesn't matter. He didn't do anything. There is shit you can get on LeBron for. Saying Giannis can score 250 points back in the day, that's just trying to lift up the league. That's all it is. Especially when super fans like you get mad at the old guard for tearing down the league and not appreciating the new guard, like the Nikola Jokic's or the Wimbys or the new really or the Scoot Henderson's.
For me, it's just like all mad neon class. I just realize all people are just mad about.
Okay, but would you agree? Would you agree the NBA is not in the best place right now? And part of the reason is because all the media, all the old heads that are in the media, just shit on the current product.
I feel like when people say that, I feel like they're mostly referring to Shaq and Chuck.
Well, they're the biggest ones.
But the thing is, like...
Nick, I guess maybe... hey, look at the two biggest fast food places and saying...
1 minute.
Okay, I will in a second. But that's like saying the two biggest fast food places don't dominate the market. You get McDonald's, and who's number two? It's really just McDonald's, and like it used to be Burger King, okay? You give me McDonald's and Burger King, they're going to dominate the market. You can't just say... Bro, shut up. Burger King's not trash. We have... Oh, God. You're a terrible person. You hate Braun. You hate Burger King. What do you like?
Wait, when did you become a BK stan?
I love BK. Shut up, BK. You better listen.
I love BK, but when did you become a big Burger King
stan? I've always liked Burger King better than...
It was good, but I don't know when the point, exact tipping point was.
Oh, it's dangerous to go there now, because like...
Yeah, no. There was a point where it actually, like... It's complete trash now.
It's dangerous to go there now because there's one person working in that damn store and they hate their lives and you don't know what they're doing to your food. But Burger King's always been good.
I will say, maybe for like the casual fan who doesn't watch like every like Tuesday or Thursday night game, like, yeah, maybe Shaq and Chuck generally not the best look. But for me, I also just don't take them that seriously. I'm just there for the entertainment.
But you got to realize you're not the typical fan. You're not the fan that needs to grow the league to keep them in their standing. If you would be a casual baseball fan, right? Casual means you're going to watch four of these Dodgers games this year. If they make the World Series, you may make it to seven games, okay? You may watch seven games. And it's going to be part of seven games. It's not going to be have your phone down, not worried about your bets, locked in on the screen for seven games. Okay, that's a casual fan at best.
The problem is,
but you need those casual fans to grow the league, and all this dumb shit about how the NBA is struggling and how they don't have star power and blah blah blah. The league is just bad vibes all over the place. That's from the old guards who cover the media for the biggest partnerships.
But again, for me, they're just entertainment, and like the people that actually.
But clearly,
care,
it's not working. Clearly, it's not working.
But the people that will hype up the league, they're just not the entertaining ones. So that's why they're not keeping them on the shows. Like.
Kendrick Perkins
over Zach Lowe.
Okay,
so
guess
Kendrick
what?
Perkins could also, I guess, do you know what his beef with Braun is? Is it because Braun never called him back? Is he sad about that?
Kendrick Perkins is like, he's like Draymond in 5 years. I'm going to call it now. Draymond's going to get snubbed by Braun and get off his dick and then hop, like, go anti-LeBron and try to form that market in his media life career. And then they're going to dap up finally and Draymond's going to realize he was all full of shit and just get back on LeBron's good side. Give Kendrick Perkins 2 years, he'll be back on LeBron's good side. I guarantee it. But my point was, you have Zach Lowe who can't get through to the general casual fan because they won't put him on the shows because he's not entertaining.
Exactly.
So who is the best messenger to hype up the current league? Oh, wow. How about the biggest star in the league who is also the greatest basketball player of all time? Whoa. That's good. It'd be like you're saying if Tom Brady, or I guess Tom Brady's not in the league right now. You're saying Pat Mahomes. If he comes on an interview with McAfee or Levitard or any of these big radio show podcast shows, and he just is like, dude, all these quarterbacks in the league now, they fucking suck. Peyton Manning, Johnny Unitas, Joe Montana back in the day was so much better.
I feel like football is a terrible analogy right now.
First of all,
like people are addicted. Like,
no, it's not. It's not.
Football.
They wouldn't. I'm not saying it would move the needle anyway, but it's still a bad look. And also, it would just be Pat Mahomes trying to like make himself stand out more. What's he doing?
Yeah.
If he got on there and he's like, okay, Lamar, amazing. Tua Tagovailoa, if you put him in the era back then, he'd be top five all time currently. I mean, it's bullshit. He wouldn't. Tua's not that good.
Tua
but you still hype him up. Okay, yeah, that's a good point. But you still want your current stars to hype him up because you don't want – here's the thing. I'm gonna give somebody I'd never give credit for this.
This will be interesting.
When Kobe retired, he didn't shit on anybody.
Yeah.
He spent his career shitting on other people in the league because he was a dick to everybody.
That's fair.
And I guess that was
LeBron's
fine because of the Mamba mentality. But when he retired, all of the stuff he would say was never tearing it down. He'd just be like, oh, Luka Doncic? Fucking amazing. He's great. He's going to be awesome. He never was like, man, put him back in the 90s with hand checking and when it was tough and he wouldn't score 10 points a game. Victor Wembanyama, be a big man. Don't shoot threes. That's my Shaq impression. It's terrible. I'm going to work on it. But he was actually out here saying good stuff about the players, and that was good. And then he died.
And we still need Kobe.
Yeah, that's not true. All Kobe would be doing right now is making Jason Tatum more money because they'd be in commercials together. No one needs that.
Please, no.
Yeah, no one fucking needs that. So he left for a good reason.
I believe he would.
He would have seen that check and he would have been like, yep, let me do that. Bomber mentality, business, let's go. But you want your best players hyping up your stars. If Shohei Ohtani could speak English, don't you think it would be good? He can't speak English. That's not a good
thing. Are we sure that he can't speak English?
Oh, he can speak English when Cam Brink's by him. She had him laughing like crazy. He knows how to play the game.
I know.
He knows how to play the game. And he damn sure can place those bets in English, too. But if Shohei Ohtani did speak in English more and was a little more marketable, don't you think the MLB would love it if Shohei was out here saying, L.A. De La Cruz, wow, one of the biggest, best athletes ever for baseball.
But I think he doesn't want to speak English, so he doesn't have to do that.
But that's not the point. The point is, if he said that, that'd be great for the league. He's not hurting in any way. If fucking Bryce Harper came out and was like, man, all these young guys, they're fucking pussies. They can't play. They don't know how to play. All they do is try to hit home runs or strike out. That's bad for the league. That just feeds into the toxicity of the fan base, of the people who are like, oh, the game's too slow. All people do is strike out. All people do is try to hit home runs. There's no action in the game, blah, 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 blah. They're just feeding into the bullshit. So props to Bron for actually sticking up for Giannis and saying, hey, man, you put Giannis back there, he'll get 250. Because guess what? If you put Bron back there and Giannis is getting 250, LeBron's getting 350.
Should have known we would have started this podcast off with you hopping on Bron.
Yeah, I didn't even plan to do that. I didn't even plan to do that, guys. But you know what? The take just pissed me off.
Because I knew it wasn't the plan, but I should have known it would happen.
Okay, the take just pissed me off because if you want to criticize LeBron for saying some dumb shit about Brian Windhorst, go ahead. That was stupid.
Oh, yeah, that too. That was
stupid.
That was
but also,
man. Brian Windhorst never claimed to be LeBron's best friend.
But also, bro, why? Like he said, he owes LeBron a lot, even though he didn't ever do anything.
Oh, exactly.
Before,
and
because
he literally admits that.
Well, yeah, but okay, LeBron. Here's a little thing. Look at all the Miami-based stars in the media now that became more and more popular because of the Heat when LeBron was there.
I know
it's everybody.
There are people like
LeBron has.
Tom Haberstroh says that like he wouldn't have had a career if it wasn't
exactly
LeBron.
Exactly.
Well, like, people,
so
people
no
have
one. No one is like.
But no one's claiming to be his best friend.
But it's like, oh my God, LeBron, terrible. Shut up. Who cares, bro? This whole Stephen A. thing, first of all, I don't even know if I've talked about this on the podcast.
Oh, no. You didn't bring it up. That's why I brought it up.
Oh, yeah, because I didn't want to talk about it because it was so fucking stupid, and it still is stupid. So we're just going to move on.
Although, but I'm just here to say. Part. I was more just those two things.
I'm just here to say, we don't have to sit here. Part of the reason that it's so toxic in NBA media, and pretty much in anything at all, everybody just tries to pick a greatness. Everybody is always like, oh, LeBron didn't do this. LeBron didn't do that. Pat Mahomes, he failed. He didn't three-peat. He didn't do this. He didn't do that. He should have made this throw. Where was it in the 90s when Michael Jordan, everybody's favorite fucking player, fucked up every once in a while? Oh, he made this turnover. No one did that. It was all this mythology. I know it's social media. I know it's social media. But it's also content, because there wasn't debate shows all the time where the biggest – the people on the TV shows, they were the Zach Lowe's of that era. Bro, they weren't the Stephen A. Smiths.
2 hours a day, 5 days a week. There's 10 hours.
But I'm saying,
they gotta fill that era.
If you want a league that doesn't have toxic discourse all the time, where casual fans come in and they're happy, then you want your biggest stars
hyping up. Zach, on your take a little bit. I feel like people just like shitting on the NBA just because they like the drama of it. They like to have it toxic. Well, they don't really get that toxicity in football as much. Because people are always hyping. Just follow me for a second.
It's still toxic.
Saying, well, in a different way, but like...
You don't... Why does First Take talk about the Cowboys even when they're 4-11?
Just because of ratings.
Exactly. And it's toxic.
And Stephen A. always loves to shit on Skip Bayless loving the Cowboys, even when he's not there.
Okay. What about the Jets? Right. Same thing. Toxic. Like everybody just like everybody likes a mess.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
But
people like the drama in the NBA, so they just love to shit on it.
Well, I'm going to Dan Levitard it real quick.
I don't know what that means, but go ahead.
It means make something about race, even though you didn't talk about race. There's a lot of white people who don't like black people.
Oh, yeah, that too.
And the NBA is a black league.
So, and the black people actually talk and basketball where they don't in football.
Yeah, before you turn this off and yell at me to stick to sports, fuck you. Get over it. Life is a bunch of concepts. You don't always have to stick to sports.
That's always the thing, though. Like, people like really turned on Bron back in like 2020 or whatever, or back on like the whole Trump thing and the Hillary Clinton thing.
Oh, when he called Donald Trump a bum. You know who was calling Donald Trump a bum all week? His fucking Congress, when he passed all the tariff shit, and I don't even know where that's at right now.
Oh, I
don't
watch the news. Like,
I know, but I'm just like, people call people bums all the time.
Yeah. No, but literally, like, the one time Bron spoke out politically, he just got shit on for it, which, like, I was like...
Well, they said shut up and dribble. Exactly. Thank you. But you know what you could say? Props to Bron for hyping up Giannis, okay? Because you like Giannis. So why are you mad that he shit on him? It's like you simping for Jokic all the time and LeBron coming out and being like, man, Jokic, you put him back in the day, he'd be better than David Robinson. Oh, that's so stupid, blah, blah, blah. You just have this take.
So
you just have this thing in your brain.
Why don't we shift gears? Why don't we get off?
Oh, see, he knows I'm right. He knows I'm right. I wanted to get off Bron too because I feel myself repeating myself, but I just feel myself actually adding to my take because
he's very
I know
passionate about Bron. If you
and I, you aware. Are too. You have it in because everything has to be turned a little bit. Even
he's gonna buy that new Bron Barbie doll.
Oh, I am. I'm a Barbie connoisseur now. Okay.
But shifting gears, since you brought up Jokic, his coach just got fired. Which I did bring up on the second solo pod, which you did tell me.
Yeah, here's my thing. I know he said that he's like. He came out and he was like, oh, yeah, we had a meeting, and they basically told me Mike Malone, he was fired, and, you know, I just got to roll with it. Say it with your chest, man. Say Malone lost you. You can. I promise you.
Okay, I didn't.
Especially him, the work-life balance king of the NBA. He doesn't want to deal with bullshit. You think he wants to deal with his shitty boss that he doesn't like anymore? Say it with your chest.
Yeah, I guess I don't know how much input he had on that decision, or
he's about to be maybe is a, what a three time MVP a three straight year
four
MVP?
four out of five
he's about to be
if he wins this year
he's going to be 4 out of 5 for the MVP. You don't think, I know he's Serbian and I know he acts like he doesn't care, you don't think they had input from Nikola Jokic? That's like you believing Bron didn't have an inkling that AD was about to get traded.
Well, AD didn't talk to him after the game.
He didn't.
That's what I saw.
Hey, street clothes.
I don't know if I was sent help,
street clothes. Listen here, bud. He carried your ass to a ring, and he's the only reason you have a ring. Shut up. Get over it. Get out your feelings.
All right, back to the...
He was in his feelings because all the Dallas, they didn't cheer for him last night. They just cheered for the other guy in the yellow jersey or whatever jersey color they were wearing.
You talking about Luka?
Yeah.
All right. Nah.
Hey, Mark Cuban, get over yourself, okay? You sold the damn team. You don't have to be there all the time. You don't have to be like constantly, oh, I wouldn't have done that if I wasn't the owner. Shut up. You sold the team. Get out of the sight. Stop. Why do you want them to love you so bad? You sold.
Why do you think he bought the team in the first place?
To sell, to get rich. But that doesn't mean...
No, Mark Cuban's like the biggest super fan there is.
Why'd you sell?
What's the Clippers owner's name? Microsoft.
Steve Ballmer.
Yeah, he was Steve Ballmer before Steve Ballmer.
Okay, if Steve Ballmer sells the Clippers in 10 years, and he's still going to games being like, oh, fucking Jeff Bezos bought this team and he traded the corpse of Kawhi Leonard and blah, 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 I wouldn't have done that. Shut up. You shouldn't have sold the team. It's just an example. But okay, go on with your take. I think we're talking about Jokic.
I'll just bring up Mike Malone. I guess my take was that I knew that Calvin Booth and Mike Malone didn't have the best relationship. Not a pretty open secret that they didn't really talk much. And again, just weird having another firing on a playoff team that's about to be in the playoffs, could be a top four seed, a team with championship hopes because you got the best player in the world on that team. And then you fire the coach 3 games before you're about to go into the playoffs.
Yeah, I think it's stupid. And
I guess
you know
Josh Kroenke said that they're trying to right the ship this year to see what they... But I just don't see how firing your coach with 3 games left is going to right the ship whatsoever. The biggest problem might just be that Jamal might not be healthy and no one wants to actually come out and say that.
That, and also MAGA Porter Jr., he's not as good. He's not good on defense, and he kind of fucks up the whole defense, but whatever. I'm not going to get into our argument. I don't feel like defending my take on him. I don't care about him. Here's what I'll say. I am tired of how everybody says they want to be coached hard, and then they're coached hard, and they cry like whiny little bitches. Okay? This is like an old white person take.
I think it was Aaron Gordon, or maybe it was Jamal. Someone on that team was like, yeah, the coaches basically told us what we need to do on defense. We're just, like, not doing it.
But that's my thing. You can't sit there and be like, maybe you get lost, okay? Maybe you don't. Especially if you're a new coach and you come in and you're, like, this hard ass. You have to, like, butter it up. Okay, I started a new job recently, like two months ago, okay? If I came in and they coached me hard, like, every sales call that I was on, they would go over and they would be like, oh, you did terrible, you did terrible, you did terrible. Try this. And got like put pressure on me. I would be turned off, right? Like, yeah. I would be like, this is why you're being a dick. You're being an asshole. But now that I've developed a relationship with these guys, they train me decently. If they come to me tomorrow with some feedback and they're like, hey, do this better, do this, I'll be like, okay, thank you for the feedback. That's positive feedback. Mike Malone won a championship, bro. It's not like he was Earl Watson for the Suns where he just came in, said some... Oh, God.
Earl, everyone already knew Mike Malone was a hard ass.
Earl Watson was a terrible coach, but that's for another day. But, man, his lineup for...
Wait,
awful.
Was he the one that they fired like 2 weeks into the season?
Yeah, because they were terrible. You think the Suns are bad now? They were terrible.
He's like, why the fuck would you fire a coach 2 weeks in the season? If you were going to fire a coach 2 weeks in the season, you should have fired him before the season started.
Yeah,
season started, that's on you. You should be held liable for that as
well. Well, you could argue that if you fire a coach 3 games before the season ended, you should also have tried this out before the offseason too. I know that's 79 more games of like data that they have to take in, and that's a lot.
Well, for Taylor Jenkins, I probably agree with that just because it kind of seemed like they wanted to fire him to begin with.
Yeah, but
Denver situation seems a little bit different.
No, not really, because if you think about it, the big issue there was that the GM and the coach did not get along, and I know they didn't get along last year either. So you got to get rid of one or the other. It's a power struggle.
But I guess instead they just decided to get rid of both.
Or you have to have like the president or the owner, like a Pat Riley type figure. I know that Stan Kroenke or Josh Kroenke or whatever the fuck his name is, he doesn't have the gravitas of Pat Riley, but he is the owner, and you got to sit him down and be like, hey, stop the bullshit. Like, he's the GM, you're the coach, figure it out.
Yeah, or... I just don't know if they have that kind of personality to them. But...
Well, I mean, you gotta. Sometimes you have to.
Well, maybe Stan might, but he's. I guess he's the old man now, so who knows if he still has it in him.
Sometimes for success, you have
sounds
to
like Josh.
You can't
I guess
just
it
always.
Like Josh is more like the day to day guy.
You can't just always sit there and be like, oh. Hurt feelings. Like
that's true.
And but you can't always just be. I can see why Mike Malone would. I don't want to be coached hard every fucking day. Some days I'm just not going to want to hear it. Some days I'm going to be open
and
to
I'm
it.
I'm sure Mike Malone, if he's a hard ass to the players, I'm sure he's probably a hard ass to the fucking owners too. And I'm sure he probably got on their nerves as well.
Okay, yeah, but here's the thing. Here's my take. If David Adelman, he's the interim coach, right?
Yes.
If
Son
he
of Rick
goes,
Adelman.
Yeah, if he goes on a run, they're forced to hire him, right?
Maybe,
but
maybe
if they
not.
If they lose in the if right now they think if part of the reasoning, which I don't know the reports, I don't think they've came out and said this, but David Adelman's had interviews for head coaching jobs before. He's a son,
so.
He's a nepo baby. He's in demand coach. I'm pretty
say,
sure.
He's a complete...
I'm not saying he is.
Yeah.
Like
he's
gone
league,
through the ranks, man. He's been an assistant coach for a long time. So
his dad was a coach in the league, though.
He's got it. But he is a nepo baby. I think I'm pretty sure he was one of the candidates to interview for the Lakers job in addition to Dan Hurley and JJ Redick last year. And he's basically eyed as a head. He's going to be a head coach someday, no matter what. Even if he fucks up this, even if the Nuggets get swept out of the first round, he's still going to be head coach. He has that type of respect in the league. But if the Nuggets were like, hey, we kind of want to keep this guy here. If the Nuggets front office was like, hey, we kind of want to keep this guy here.
Well, I'm assuming that whoever they hire, if Jokic does want to say, he will get a say. So if he wants to keep Adelman, he'll get a say on that.
Okay, but here's the thing. Here was my point. If part of the reasoning was kind of in the back of their mind, they think they have a better option. It's like, it's basically like, you know, you have George Karl, but you know he is losing a step. He's lost his fastball.
Yeah.
And you have this good assistant. It's like Brian Shaw and Phil Jackson.
Although Adelman was, he is Mike Malone's guy. It's not like the Memphis situation where like they literally fired all of Taylor Jenkins' assistant coaches and then brought in their own.
Okay, like, I got a better
idea. Adelman actually has been like with him for a while.
I got a better idea. Or I got a better example. Okay, so it goes, this is not a great example because Dan Campbell was like coach of the year last year, but he lost Ben Johnson, Aaron Glenn, right?
Yes.
If Detroit secretly kind of thought that one of those guys, one of those coordinators, was the reason for success, and the Lions went into a tailspin, there was infighting in the locker room towards the end of the season last year, and they were like, oh, maybe if we fire him now and promote Aaron Glenn, we can save Aaron Glenn, you know? Or maybe we can promote Ben Johnson and keep the guy. Maybe that's what the Nuggets were doing with David Adelman. But if they go out there and get swept in the first round by whoever they're matched up against, can they keep him?
I don't know. Because that's a tough situation to be put in with 3 games left in the regular season.
But it also goes the other way. Like I said, if they go on a run and win the championship, don't you have to keep them?
Assuming they'll probably just do a search either way.
If they go out and win the championship, you think David Adelman's not going to get the full time job?
I guess just knowing the Nuggets front office, they probably would just give it to him, but.
Exactly. It's a risky decision for no reason.
But you should just do your due diligence no matter what.
Okay, let me ask you this. Who do you think gives the Nuggets a better option to win? Who do you trust more, David Adelman or Mike Malone?
I trust Nikola Jokic.
That's a cop-out-ass answer. Who do you trust to be on the sidelines more when they are in Game 6 against...
Well, who do I trust? Well, I know Michael Malone has done it, and I've seen him win a championship with the Nuggets, so obviously I would have to trust him more. I haven't seen...
Okay, who do you think is the better option. Because you may trust Michael Malone more, but do you see their reasoning in the firing?
If you were going to fire him, probably would have been better to do it probably around All-Star. At this point, I don't see David Allen even taking them to the finals, even maybe the Western Conference Finals.
Music to my ears. Fuck him.
Because you hate Jokic.
No. Honestly, I have nothing against Jokic. I just hate that you like him so much and it annoys me. So some of my biggest sports, my most aggressive sports takes are because you like this guy. Like, think about Kobe Bryant. I got nothing against Kobe Bryant personally, besides the fact that he raped that girl. But but the reason I hate him the most is because all you do is simp about Kobe Bryant. And I think the reason you hate LeBron the most is because all I do is simp about LeBron. It's what LeBron's friends
actuals do make it hard to like LeBron.
It's what friends do to friends. Okay, when Willie and I are getting on your ass for not liking LeBron James, it makes you reinforce your beliefs about, hey, I don't like LeBron James. It just is.
Yeah. Hey. But different. Well, I won't say that, but nah, LeBron's not my cup of tea.
Different strokes for different folks.
I was gonna say that. But I guess just going at it, my take was I actually think Mike Malone's gonna be the new head coach for the San Antonio Spurs. That was my shot that I took last pod.
Did he ever coach with Greg Popovich? Was he ever assistant?
I don't know that.
You should look that up right now. Because I don't think. So to go into like a local example, today this dude from High Point that coached at High Point this year for basketball, he came back. He was a former Creighton assistant, and he came back. He quit his job at High Point and came back as the coach in waiting for Greg McDermott at Creighton. And I feel like the Greg Popovich successor is going to have to be a Greg Popovich assistant. He's going to have coached for
that, but I feel like the fact that I guess according to Google AI, Michael Malone is considered part of the Greg Popovich coaching tree. While Malone didn't work directly under Popovich as an assistant, he has credited Popovich for helping him get his
coaching job
in the NBA.
That's what they all say.
Malone's coaching career indirectly linked to Popovich through his relationship with Monty Williams, goddamn.
also, fuck Google AI. Just go to Wikipedia, bro. It's more trustworthy than that bullshit.
Yeah, I know. Well, so I don't think Malone is.
See, my thing, I don't think
related to the.
I don't think like, when you see these legends retire, it's like when Bob Stoops retired. He wanted Lincoln Riley to get the job.
Yeah,
and he just was like, "Hey, I'm fucking retiring. Give him the job." Or, like, when you see Greg McDermott hire Alan Huss, now he has a successor. John Cook, the Nebraska volleyball coach, he retired, but he was like, hey, I'm not retiring unless Danny Busboom Kelly takes this job. And he made it happen.
Okay, right now they're saying most realistic option is Taylor Jenkins, because I guess he was under the Popovich coaching tree.
That one would make more sense.
Oh, this one has Becky Hammon, I was thinking, what if they just call Becky Hammond out of the WNBA and be like, yo, you want to coach? You want to take over from Popovich?
Maybe, but maybe he wants to come back. You never know. He probably wants.
I guess it's still up in the air. We don't know if he does come back.
Can I transition? The coach talk can wait for the next couple of weeks here once teams start firing coaches, even though people already started.
Yeah.
But honestly, if I run through the list, I couldn't tell you if there's going to be a lot of coaching changes this year or there's going to be just a few. But
do you think your team makes a coaching change?
Who?
Your team.
Who's my team?
You know who your team is.
I don't know my team. The LeBrons?
No. Team with Brad Beal, Devin Booker?
I don't claim them. They fuck them. But yes, they're going to make a change. They don't respect that guy, and I don't respect him either. I don't respect anybody on that team either. Even Book is losing my respect as we speak.
Book's the only one I respect on that team.
He got his ass blown out by Luka twice, bro. Sometimes you got to fight back, man. You got to fight back. You can't get your ass blown out like. Okay, for the audience members.
I wish we had cameras for that.
For the audience members, I just opened. It's a visual joke. I just opened an ass and blew into it. Because they got blown out twice by the Mavericks. At some point, you just got to fight that man, okay? Just fucking fight that man. But here's my coach talk for the podcast. Tell me the Thunder's coach name again.
Oh, you want to go off on Mark Dagnall?
Oh, yes, coach. I do. Yes, I do. LinkedIn coach, accountant. The reason I don't even know your name is because you don't do shit. You're a terrible coach, okay? Did you see what this motherfucker said about the Luka ejection? No. For those of you that don't know, Luka was clearly the Lakers and Thunder were playing in a close game.
Yeah, he was ejected because he was talking to a fan. The ref thought he was talking to him, and yeah. The ref ejected him. And yeah. Then the NBA did rescind that technical foul for
yeah.
Luka.
Yeah, okay. Yes, so it was a bullshit. Let me eat here, okay?
I just wanted to do my quick, accounting for Mark Dagnall.
What? The only thing Mark Dagnall needs accounting for is his damn respect for himself, because this answer was terrible, okay? Let me cook for a minute, lay out. Mark Dagnall was asked after the game if he thought the Luka ejection was fair. And this motherfucker was like, I thought it was fair. You know, sometimes there has to be a line with what people say. Motherfucker, just come out and say it was bullshit. You don't think if Shai Gilgeous-Alexander... No. Let me cook. Don't defend this motherfucker. This was a bullshit answer. You don't think if Shai Gilgeous-Alexander didn't... If he did that and got ejected, he would have thrown... Don't talk. Zip your lips. He would have thrown the biggest fucking fit in the world. Yes, and you know what? No. I told you to lay out. Shut up. You're going to piss me off. Okay. Let me talk, and I will tell you when I'm done cooking on this shit.
Oh, okay.
Okay? Because it struck a nerve. It actually pissed me off. Like, I was reading this during my workday, and I got pissed. All you have to say in that moment is, yeah, the league's got to look into that. The refs can't decide that. If he's clearly talking to a fan, like, what? They got to do better. This is your chance. You know why? The NBA wouldn't fine you. They rescinded the tech. If they fine you, that's some bullshit, and you can go get the ownership to play that fine because they're going to back you up on that because that's some bullshit. That's the NBA. All you got to do is defend the competitive spirit of the league, because no star or even player, I don't care if you're fucking Brandon Ingram or if you're LeBron James, if that happens to you, that is some bullshit. If Peyton Pritchard did that shit, that is some bullshit. If he got ejected because he was looking at a fan talking shit and this pussy ass ref thought he called me a fuckface and threw him out of the game, bullshit. So Mark Dagnall, you are the coach of the All-Star team. You had the best record in the league. You could almost talk. I know it's killing you. You could almost talk. I know you are the coach of the best team in the Western Conference. You may not have the voice and the respect of your peers, like people like Steve Kerr or Greg Popovich have or Doc Rivers has, where they can stop. You may not have the respect. He does not have more respect than Steve Kerr.
I know he doesn't have more respect than Steve Kerr, but I'm saying that he should. That's just my Steve Kerr tip. You know how I feel about Steve Kerr.
I hate Steve Kerr, too. Steve Kerr has, like, 5 fucking rings, or, like, 7, as a player and a coach. Like, he deserves the respect, even though he's a terrible coach. But here's my thing. You're working your way up there to where you can have these takes, and the people will respect you if you say them. So just come out and be like, hey, man, the ref's got to be better. We don't want that bullshit going in the playoffs. Ride for the league a little bit, okay? You don't have to hide this bias towards the Thunder because you're an opposing coach. Get over it. It doesn't matter, man. If you're scared,
why should he give a fuck?
Because he got asked the question. Just answer it honestly. You're scared your Thunder fans are gonna get mad at you for saying that's a bullshit ejection. Who gives a? Even Thunder fans sitting there were like, okay, that's some bullshit. We're gonna win. That's cool. That's some bullshit though.
Some bullshit, but who cares? It's...
Oh, by the way, you can talk now. But last thing I'll say, Mark Dagnall, stop fucking lying, bro. No one likes a liar. That's some bullshit. Give real answers.
That is not enough for me to care about.
Nah, because it was bullshit. Someone needs to come out and say it. The NBA doing their little resend tech, that's basically saying that's some bullshit, even though they can't say that's some bullshit. But Adam Silver, his egghead ass, he's got to come out, and he's got to be like, in his stupid ass voice, where he says big words that mean nothing for no reason.
What do you want to do? Replay the game?
No, just come out and be like, that can't happen. We're working with that ref on through that. Well, that won't happen again.
I'll never come out and say that because of the...
I know there's a ref. The head of the ref union has got to come out and be like, okay, you know how much money...
You know the refs are never held accountable, though.
But, okay, Nick, they have to be because you know how much...
they are held accountable behind the scenes, but they're never going to come out in public.
They need to. You know how much money is on these games now because of gambling?
Yeah.
There's actually stakes to these games beyond, like, who wins this game. Who wins game 80 out of 82, okay? There's actually stakes to it.
Oh,
seeding, playoff seeding too. I know the Thunder are locked in, but the Lakers, they could have like lost that game and be fucked and play in a bad matchup and get screwed over it.
Well, you, they're still and that's fine. Get the third seed.
That's
they were
okay.
Never getting, they were never getting the second seed.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine. You still a ref can't eject a player who's clearly talking to a fan just because he got his feelings hurt. You got to be better than that as a ref. And the coaches in the league can stick up for the players, even if they're not.
The real reason why you're mad at this?
It's not because LeBron lost the game.
The real reason you're mad is because it will affect LeBron's playoff seeding.
That's not true. That's not true. It's bullshit. I told you. Even if it was Peyton Pritchard, that's bullshit.
I don't believe that. If it was Peyton Pritchard, you would not even care.
No. I'd have the same take. I would have laughed.
I
would have the same
take.
I would have the same take.
It's
bullshit.
Don't believe it for a second.
It's bullshit. You think I defend basketball cops for a living?
Are you defending Peyton? Who the fuck is it? Fuck about Peyton Pritchard?
Celtics fans? I don't know. Yeah. Oregon fans? Okay, I'm not an Oregon fan. I'm not a Celtic fan, but I will defend them against basketball cops. Okay, just like I'll defend people from real cops because.
Well, now that you got off your Mark Dagnall take.
Yeah, fuck you, you little accountant coach.
Right,
you look like Mark Zuckerberg from like. But 5 years ago, before he went psycho.
Doesn't really... Are you saying that they look alike because they're both white?
They're both marks. They marked... All these white marks have the same look. It's a weird thing.
All right. Since the seeds are basically locked up...
Wait.
And...
Transition. We're going to go to...
Oh, yeah. We're taking our shot.
Nick, what is your shot of the week?
So, yeah, since the seeds are basically locked up, it looks like New York is going to be in the 3, and Detroit is going to be in the 6th seed. I know a lot of people haven't watched Detroit this year. I haven't got a chance to watch them as much as I would have liked, but I'm just going to go ahead and take my shot and say the Detroit Pistons will upset the New York Knicks in 7 games, and they will advance to the 2nd round of the playoffs. Sorry, Josh Hart.
Josh Hart, I love you. Honestly, not a bad take. I could see it happening.
Yeah, I know some people have been like out there on that, but I'll come on and say it. Pistons and 7.
I don't
shout
like
out
that.
Cade.
I don't like that matchup because there's a bunch of East teams I don't care about at all, and I'd rather not see play basketball at all because they're just boring.
Also, probably not as much of a shot, but with Pacers Bucks and the 4-5, Pacers are winning that. I'm sorry, Giannis. I love you, but. The Pacers are winning.
No. Also, can I ask a question?
He has Doc Rivers on his team, and
no.
Dame will
oh,
not be playing.
True.
So,
I forgot about that. Okay, maybe the Pacers will win. Can I ask a question though?
Sure. What's your question?
This is gonna sound stupid, but I think it's kind of fair too. Is Tyrese Haliburton good?
Yes. The thing is, like.
I don't know
if it's the injuries, but like last year he was literally like a top 5 player in the league for like the first 2 months of the season. He got injured, then like he was like shit, and he was like okay in the playoffs. Well, I guess he was pretty good in the playoffs.
I feel
and
like
he also sold 2 games against the Celtics, and I fucking hate him for it because I'm like, bro, just fucking finish the game. Like you guys could have pushed the Celtics at least 6 games, and you guys just sold. But
I feel like
he's picked it up in the second half of this year.
I feel like he's like NBA Jordan Love. Like sometimes Jordan Love looks like a superstar, and then sometimes Jordan Love just looks like ass. I feel like that's
how Jordan Love just get after Toyotathon.
Yeah. Wait, what?
I don't know.
Something
I just heard there's a thing where he's like fucking, I don't know. He was like pretty good after like Toyotathon like his first year, and I think last year too.
Oh.
As no,
is that like, is it, so it's like the Kyler Murray COD thing, except opposite?
Pretty much.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just don't know if... I watch the Pacers play sometimes, and I just don't know if he's good. I can't tell. Some games he's really good, and some games he's just... When he's bad... He's a player that when they're bad, they're really bad.
Yeah.
But, like, when they're good, they're good. It's weird. It's not like a, you know...
He doesn't have...
I don't even say... He doesn't have... Yeah, he doesn't have... If you have an off night, it's an off night. You don't have, like, the 6-for-17 Luka game where he still scores, like, 21 points and plays ass on defense like he always does.
Yeah.
But still gets you, like, 7 assists and 4 rebounds. And it's a down game for Luka.
Yeah.
But Tyrese Halliburton's down game is like 8 points, 6 for. I guess I
don't remember. It's like 4. The fucking Blazers and like Timani Kamara like locked him up. He literally scored 0.
Yeah, Timani. That's fucking throw in for the Aiden trade. Stupid. Suns are so stupid.
To be fair, he was a second round pick, so it's
not. Like, no. He's exactly what they needed last year.
Oh, yeah. But I'm just saying, again, he was also a second-round pick, hadn't played yet in the league, so you didn't really know you would get that from him.
Well, to be fair, James Jones picked him, and James Jones in the draft is just, like, not good. But, so he doesn't, yeah, they had no idea. Even if it would have gone good, they had no idea.
There's also a chance that even if he played for the Suns, it wouldn't have gone like it's gone for the Blazers.
No, he's a dog. He would have been at least okay.
Yeah, there's a chance.
He may not, yeah, okay, but I don't know. Okay, is that your shot?
Yeah, that was my shot.
All right, time to take my shot, even though I feel like this whole podcast I've been taking shots.
Yeah, but might as well finish and learn your clip.
Oh, okay, what's pissed me off this week that I want to bitch about, basically? Here's my shot. You've heard this take, I'm going to repurpose this for you. You called me an old man for it, I don't give a fuck. Call me old. I'm younger than you, you're almost 30. Why the fuck did that stupid NCAA final tip-off game have to tip off at 7:50?
Bro, it ended at like 10.
Who cares? It doesn't make any sense. It's not because I don't want to stay up late, okay? It's not because I'm trying to be old and want to go to sleep. It's literally because your body clock knows when sports happen, okay? I know. When the Cubs have a night game, 7:05. I know Cubs are on. Okay, cool. I know TNT basketball. If I want to watch a Lakers game,
Sunday night football end later.
I'm not worried about the end time, Nick. I'm worried about the start time. I know when the Bears have a Monday night football game or any Monday night football game I'll watch, it starts at 7:25.
Yeah.
My body knows that.
Okay.
I know NBA finals 7:10, 7:15, somewhere around there.
Yeah. It's easier about it.
World Series, 7:08. What is with this fucking 7:50 bullshit? That is 30 minutes longer of a wait. 40 minutes longer of a wait. For no reason. What did they want to do? Have Charles and Kenny and Clark. Shout out Clark. But have Charles and Kenny talk about shit they have no idea.
Oh, actually, did you see that? They had Charles play that Pop the Balloon game with a bunch of San Antonio women.
Yeah, I saw a tweet the other day with someone took a picture of some girl and they were like, Charles is right.
Yeah. He's right about some of them.
See, they need he's to go back. They need to go back to those bits where it was just back in the day when they were just not shitting on the game the whole time, but were actually like funny.
Hey, they bring that bit. It's a good thing that the Final Four was in San Antonio. They were able to bring that back up.
Yeah, but they need to remember like the churro thing. Like those were the days. Well, that was
part of the San Antonio woman thing.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. But those were the days. Oh no,
the Shaq gas thing was fucking hilarious.
Yeah, exactly. Go back to having Shaq just make Shaq say dumb shit that's not about basketball, and it's usually funny.
Oh yeah, Shaq's like, what's closer, like the moon or Florida?
Yeah. How high was he when he thought of that?
Well, I know you don't really watch streamers, but Zeke and like B-Lou, I swear, like every take I see from them, they're always like high as fuck. Like it's always something completely retarded.
Ezekiel Elliott, my dog?
Nah, Isaiah Thomas. He actually did play college football, but he played for like a smaller school.
Ashton Hall?
If Ashton Hall was actually, like, funny and not just a weird psychopath, then maybe.
Can I ask
also, you, did you see that Ashton Hall? he made a routine for his him going to the Heat game.
I did not. I think I saw some of it, and then I was like, I can't watch this guy anymore. Like, this is stupid.
Yeah, I was just like,
can I ask you a question? Can I ask you a question before I let you go?
All
right. Or I guess I'm not letting you go. It's not a fucking phone call. I'm so used to saying that. what's your morning routine? It's not visual, so you can't make a TikTok like Ashton Hall. But what's your morning routine?
Didn't we already do this?
I don't think we went in depth. I think you just roasted me for having being one of those 5 a.m. boys.
I don't know. I don't really have.
If we did, okay, really, okay, let's switch it up. Fuck it.
Since
we don't have to be in fucking reruns, let's. Even though I felt like I've defended LeBron on this podcast from your buffoonery for 7 straight episodes, what is your night routine?
My night routine. Usually go to the gym, play some basketball, come home, shower, ice. Then I know you love making fun of me for icing, but hey, it helps.
He's washed. This dude thinks he can beat me in basketball.
Oh, I will. Well, we'll make a video out of it. Maybe I'll post it somewhere.
We're not posting it on YouTube unless I win, but we're still not.
Yeah. Well, because he doesn't win.
Okay, I am not.
I will only shoot right-handed.
I am not Amino Hassan. Okay, I don't want that shit on the internet. We don't need to do that. I don't need that. Who am I playing for, man? Scouts don't want me.
You act like they want you.
Well, they should, but they don't. I'm 6 foot.
Then, yeah, probably just put on, like, some TV, then pass out.
What's the TV show you're currently watching?
TV show I'm currently watching? I don't know.
I'm trying to give the listeners insight to Nick Charlton.
Yeah. I don't know. I usually just put on some anime. I usually just put on some anime that, like, I don't really have to pay too much attention to and could just, like, fall asleep to, and it doesn't really matter if I miss much.
So your anime is, like, my 7,000th time of seeing Friends or Brooklyn Nine-Nine or New Girl or one of those shows.
I want to rewatch New Girl, but they took it off Netflix, and I don't know. It's probably on, like, the Cox somewhere, and I don't want to pay for it.
If you have Hulu or Peacock. I think it's on Peacock.
I don't fucking know. I do want to rewatch New Girl and Parks and Rec, though.
Parks and Rec's on Peacock. I know that for sure.
Oh, God. Yeah. Shout out to Aziz Ansari. Funny guy.
I'm pretty sure he got canceled. You're always defending the canceled guy.
The thing is, okay, I will defend him on this, because the thing is, like, he got canceled for, like, just a socially weird, like, interaction. Like,
I'm just saying, I have no, it's like the Todd Golden thing from the other podcast. I don't have the facts. I don't know the facts. I just know it got canceled. I haven't seen him anything.
I actually looked into this. For him, it was like what literally when everyone was getting canceled. For him, it was just like literally a socially weird interaction with a girl. It wasn't like bad. It was just like socially awkward.
Well, as someone who is very socially awkward and settings where I don't know people.
Like, Aziz is like more of a situation that we all could relate to. It's like, it actually like wasn't bad or like nefarious in any way. It was literally like,
guys,
just socially awkward.
I will look this up when Nick leaves, and I will report back on Sunday with takes to defend him.
I'm confident with that. So
just try to just make.
You know what? I'll make sure I bring it up Sunday, so you can.
That means I actually have to do the research.
Yeah, holding you accountable.
I'm the Stu Goss of this podcast. Shout out you, Alec. You're the only one who's going to get this and probably listen. But I am the Stu Goss of this podcast. I act like I do shit, and then I don't watch.
So you're just going to say, yeah, I knew you'd probably just say that you'd do it, but not actually do it.
Yeah, but on Sunday, to kind of tell you guys what's going to happen, I'm going to have today. You know what today is, Nick?
No idea. Am I supposed to know what today is?
Nick. It's Thursday.
2 weeks from the draft? Is that
okay. Yep. It's Thursday, April 10th. You know what the draft is? Every Bears fan's favorite holiday. Let's go.
Because you guys suck?
Yes, exactly. That's the joke.
right. Thanks for being here. I guess since you brought it up, who do you want? Who do you want the Bears to draft?
I was gonna say I'm gonna have my draft takes ready to go for Sunday.
Oh, give us a quick one. Just tell us who you want the Bears to take.
See, I'm torn because, like, if you would have told me, I think in the podcast I talked about how I'd never wanted Ashton Jeanty because trenches. Try to say trenches five times right now. Back to back to back.
Trenches.
He's better than me. But I always said I always want trenches no matter what. But we kind of plugged all the holes. There's no depth. I told you this.
And to be fair, like, the O-line at the top of the draft kind of sucks. So if you don't go running back, you would just go, like, edge or D-tackle.
Yes. Or, listen to this one.
Okay.
I think number one on my board is Tyler Warren, tight end, Penn State.
Oh, yeah. I like him.
He's kind of interesting. But I would also not hate trading down.
Everyone says trade down, but do you...
Okay, hear me out.
I'm just saying, with a trade down takes, it always takes two to tango. You got to find someone that wants to trade up.
Okay, hear me out.
In order to trade down.
Hear me out. Some of those, if you trade down and this guy's not there, some of the shitty linemen who are probably supposed to go mid-first round are probably going to be there. D-line and O-line. You may have Omer and Hampton still on the board. Probably Jinty's probably gone if you trade down. But Colston Loveland, who I just learned was not named Colton and was Colston.
Oh, yeah.
That guy is a good tight end. Even though I didn't know his name, he's a very good tight end. I saw him absolutely fuck Nebraska linebackers.
I'm going to steal Mina's analysis on this. Basically, Tyler Warren, he's just good when you get the ball in his hands. More kind of have to build the offense around him, which is kind of hard to do for a tight end in.
Is it?
The NFL. Well,
have you seen Ben Johnson's offenses?
I'm just saying, most offenses aren't doing that.
Have you?
Maybe the Bears might be an exception to that.
Have you seen Ben Johnson?
Yes, I have seen him with Sam LaPorta. I'm just saying.
You think? Have you seen him use?
What she was saying is, let me just finish. Colston Loveland's the more like prototypical tight end, like good at blocking. Oh yeah, and that's the thing with like Tyler Warren. He has like shorter arms, not necessarily as good at blocking. Where Colston Loveland, he's the more good all around tight end, like. Good at blocking, good at really good route runner for like a tight end, basically like a B+, A- at everything. Where like Tyler Warren, he's probably like he's definitely more athletic. He's more on like the 99th percentile for athleticism and like making plays. But when it comes to like the other like tight end stuff, like blocking and shit like that, that's where he's not as good at.
Okay, hear me out. This is my last take, then we can get out of here because usually we end on take the shot. That's what the draft is about. You got the hope. You have the hope of Tyler Warren. The dream that he hits his ceiling where all that shit improves.
Oh, yeah, no, that's my skills. Thing about the draft. Like, the draft is about hope. The draft is like the...
That's what it is.
It's always the most positive night in NFL, NBA, MLB.
That's just what I just said. It's the Bears fans holiday.
You know, like, half these guys are gonna fucking bust anyway, but...
Exactly. Hey. You were over here yesterday. You were over here last year. You were over here last year when the Bears drafted Caleb Williams in Rome. How happy was I? Probably the happiest of the year, maybe. Probably not. But, like, top five happiest days of the year for me was that day. And then guess what they did in the season? Classic Bears. They went, like, I don't even know what the record was, 4-12 or whatever. But they were just an embarrassment.
Like fucking so many. Or maybe they might have been, like, 5-11.
Yeah, who cares? That season's gone.
5-12? Fuck.
That season's gone. We're moving on.
Well, here's my one old man take is, like, I'm so mad that they made it 17 games because, like, you used to have, like, the perfect, like, used to be, like, 8-8, but now you can't even get 8-8 anymore. The best you can get is 8-8-1.
Well, just wait a couple of years. It's going to be 9-9.
Oh, my God. They need to stop adding games, but that's take for another day. Okay. Yes,
but we'll be back on Sunday. Who knows what we're going to talk about, but I will have some more draft takes. If I don't have them on Sunday, I will have them Thursday
because we'll be working on my championship tiers. Actually, I'll probably have to release that first. I'll probably have the championship tiers done by Sunday. I'll release it on the Substack, and then
I'll give you a spoiler, guys.
MVP/first team All NBA as well. Later,
I'll give you a spoiler alert, guys. I'm not reading the article. Just kidding, I am. I'm going to edit that article, but I'll give you a spoiler alert for what it's going to say. LeBron is going to be a tier too low, so the Lakers are going to be a tier too low because he's a Lakers fan who hates the Lakers because LeBron's on the team and he doesn't want to get that hope up. For the most part, that's kind of why he's not gonna.
Yeah, I'm surprised the Lakers are probably gonna be like a tier two.
I thought they're gonna be tier three. So
What I should do is I should get like a tier list generator like and see if I can actually like put it in there, like actually put it like in the article. I might do that if it's possible. If it's possible to put that in, I'll actually do that. Create like a little tier list.
Okay, well, I can't wait to talk about it. We will see you next time. Please like, subscribe, and review. Leave a comment if you're feeling frisky. BK, if you're listening, miss you, love you.
I'll make sure you listen to this. All right, bye.